Good evening, everybody.
各位大家下午好。
I'm glad that we have this time once again to study the Bible.
非常高兴能够大家有这个机会再次研究圣经。
This is the last time that we'll be looking at the topic of conversion and righteousness by faith.
今天下午是我们这个课程因信称义的课程最后一课。
And I pray that our time together has been profitable.
我希望我们在一起所研究的一切东西都能够用在我们生活当中。
That you've been able to take something away with you that has been practical.
直到你能够在还没有离开这里之前，能够拿到你所需要的东西。
For it's not enough to know about the theory of the truth.
因为只是单单知道学术上的真理是不够的。
To know about the Bible will never save us.
只是知道圣经里面的教训是不足以拯救我们的。
And even to know the Bible will never save us.
或者是知道整本圣经都不可以的。
But to learn how to apply these things into our lives.
而是要在这个章节里面所说的真理能够用在我们生活当中。
This is what will help us to grow in our Christian walk.
这才能够帮助我们在基督徒的生活当中能够继续的进步。
This evening, the topic of my sermon is entitled The Fruit of the Righteous.
今天下午我们的题目的主题是叫做义人所结的果子。
And we're going to be looking at a very important question.
而我们将会探讨一些很重要的问题。
The question is this.
这个问题是这样子的。
Why is it so important that God wants us to live a holy life?
为什么上帝要我们活出一个神圣的一个基督徒生活呢？
What is the purpose behind it?
它的原因在背后是什么呢？
Are we just living this perfect life that we may go to heaven?
是不是只是要活出一个完美的品格，为了是要去到天国呢？
For many of us strive for that.
有很多人尝试努力。
We all strive to live this perfect life that we may get to heaven and have eternal life.
我们努力的要去到天国，能够得到这个永远的生命。
But I want to give you a different answer this evening.
但是今天下午我要给你一个特别不同的答案。
As we look at a chapter in the book of Psalms,
当我们在研究这个诗篇的时候，
I pray that this chapter would come alive to us and it may answer this question at the same time.
而且我希望在研究当中，这个答案能够从这个诗篇里面能够找到。
Of course, before we get into the Bible,
在我们还没有进去到圣经研究之前，
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头做个祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父上帝，
Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢耶稣基督。
Who is the way, the truth, and the life?
就是那道路、真理、生命的主。
Who came to this earth to show us that way?
也来到世上告诉我们你的道路。
And Lord, we ask for a portion of the Holy Spirit this evening.
主啊，今天下午我们祈求圣灵充满我们。
That He may come and give us a clearer picture of Jesus again tonight.
让他能够使我们看到耶稣品格的真相。
Bless our time together, O Lord.
主啊，愿你赐福我们所有的时间。
May it be profitable to those that listen.
愿聆听 的人都能够得到益处。
For we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣名的祈求。
Amen. Please come with me in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 1.
请打开你们圣经到诗篇第一篇。
We've been here in this chapter several times.
我们已经在这一章里面已经花了很多时间。
Looking at the importance of delighting in the law of God.
我们也有看到呢，要去喜爱上帝的律法。
But I want to take time to go through this whole chapter this evening.
但今天下午我要花更多的时间来研究整篇。
And to endeavor to answer the question.
以致我们能够回答这个问题。
Why?Is it so important that God wants us to live this holy life?
为什么上帝要我们活出一个圣洁的一个基督徒生活呢？
Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
The Bible says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
诗篇第一篇第一节这样子说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
The Bible starts off by talking about a blessed man.
圣经开始呢，在英文是说呢，那些人是有福的。
But rather than talking about the blessed man and giving us a description of him,
而且不单单只是说到这个人是有福，而且他也给予你很多他的特征。
David contrasts it with a different group of people.
大卫其实他在做一些不同族的人一种的对比。
The blessed man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
在英文是说这人是变为有福，在第二节说变为有福了。但是在第一节呢，这个有福的人呢，已经在第一节了。
Does not stand in the way of sinners.
而且这个有福的人呢，他们是不占罪人的道路。
nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
他是不从恶人的计谋，也不坐亵慢人的座位。
There is a progression that takes place.
这里你可以看到呢，一个次序性的正在发展住的一个事情。
At the beginning, this ungodly man.
在开始的时候呢，他有说到这个恶人。
He is walking.
他在行走。
And as he walks, something causes him to stop.
Are you mean the wicked man or
ungodly?
Ungodly.
Yes.
就是这个恶人，在他走的时候呢，他就忽然间站住了。
So he stands there.
他就站在那里。
And eventually he sits down.
而最后呢，他就坐下来。
And the last description of this person.
而这个人的最后的形容呢
？The Bible calls him a scornful man.
圣经说他是亵慢人的。
In other translations, it says he's a mocker.
在另一个版本说到呢，他是嘲笑者。
He likes to make fun of people.
他很喜欢在人面前就是，贬低人。
Make jokes about them, maybe.
就是像开他的玩笑的。
Or scorn them in the sense that these people not just being funny.
就是要去亵慢他们，不单只是他们是一群很好笑的人。
But in a very angry way.
但同时呢，他也用一种很生气的方法说。
What brings a person to sit as a scorner?
有怎么样子的人是使到他会坐下来，而且成为一个嘲笑者
？What was the first mistake of this scornful man?
这个亵慢人的第一步所做错的事情是什么呢
？It says he walked in the counsel of the ungodly.
圣经说这个人他是顺从恶人的计谋。
My friends, we better be careful where we place our feet.
朋友们。所走的地方我们必须要很小心
Which way we decide to walk
在哪个地方我们应该要去走了
Because it may end up in the seat of the scornful
因为到最后呢你可能会在坐在一个亵慢人的一个座位
We may end up sitting in places that we never imagined ourselves to be
我们可能会坐在一些地方是我们自己从来没有想过要去坐的地方
But the blessed man
但是这一个有福的人啊
He takes care about where he walks
他对他所走过的路呢是非常小心的。
The contrast to the ungodly.
这里有不同的一个对比。
Verse 2.
第二节。
But his delight.
唯喜爱耶和华。
Who is this talking about?
这是在说到谁啊
？The blessed man.
就是那个有福的人。
The blessed man's delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
圣经说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
We've looked at this text enough in our other sessions together.
我们在之前也有讨论到很多关于这个章节。
But in summary,
但是一个总括来说呢
，The blessed man takes delight in morning and evening devotion.
这个有喜爱律法这有福的人呢，他是昼夜思想上帝的话呢，是当做是个非常有福气的一个事情。
Verse 3.
在第三节
And he shall be like a tree.
他要像一棵树
Speaking of who?
这是在说到谁啊
The blessed man once again.
再一次的又是那有福的
So the blessed man shall be like a tree planted by the river of water.
所以这有福的人要像一棵树栽在溪水旁
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
然后圣经说按时后结果子叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
I want you to take note about a certain characteristic of this blessed man.
在这个第三节，我要你特别注意呢，他这个有福的人的特征。
The Bible says, "Whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper."
圣经说，他所做的一切都尽都顺利。
This is the sort of man that you'd like to have on your team.
当然，这是你所想要成为的一个人。
This is the sort of people when they have a sports game.
这个人就好像呢，他有一个。运动在运做一个运动会的时候
，and friends come together，
而且朋友们都来了
，and they stand there and they choose two teams，
他们就站在这里就选了两组人。
This sort of person is always chosen first。
这人总是呢这两组里面首先被选的人。
If we have it on our team, we'll definitely win。
如果我们有这个人在我们的当中的话，我们肯定赢了这场运动。
This is the sort of person that you want in your company
。这种人就是。我们在公司里面所想要有的人
，You pay big money just to get him，
就是你会花很多钱为了要聘请他。
Whatsoever he doeth,
因为他所做的一切尽都顺利。
This is a characteristic of a blessed man。
这就是有福人的一个特征。
Whatever he touches turns to gold。
无论他所触动的某些东西，都变成了黄金。
Would you like to have this sort of person on your team？
你是否要有这样子的人在你的组员里面呢
？Definitely。
当然你要了。
But more than that,
但是更多的就是
would you like to be this sort of person?
你是否要变成像这个人一样呢?
A blessed man.
成为一个有福的人。
One who delights in morning and evening devotion.
他是喜爱昼夜思想上帝的律法。
But look what else verse 3 says about him.
那我们看一下第三节还说了其他东西。
The blessed man is compared to a tree.
圣经说这有福的人是被预表好像一棵树。
Where is it planted?
它是栽在哪里啊?
By the rivers of water.
是栽在溪水旁。
Now I ask myself this question.
我就问我一个问题，问我自己一个问题。
If a tree is to grow,
如果这个树要长大的话，
does all it is water is all it needs to grow?
是不是只要有水分就可以使到这个树能够长大起来？
If I just
需要水分呢？
If I just give it water, that's enough for it to grow?
是不是只要浇水就可以了？
What else does a tree need in order to grow?
一棵树除了水分之外，还需要什么东西它才能够长大呢？
It needs sunlight.
它需要阳光。
And it needs good soil.
而且也需要有良好的土地。
And then it needs water.
然后也需要这个浇水。
But somehow,
但不知怎么样子的。
There's only one thing that is brought out about this tree in order for it to grow.
第三节却只是单单谈到就是有水分使它能够长大。
It needs to be planted by the rivers of water.
必须要栽在溪水旁。
And as a result,It brings forth fruit in a season, and its leaf does not wither.
也就因此呢，就按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。
Without a doubt, water is important for a tree to grow.
当然，没有毫无疑问的呢，水分对于一棵树要长大起来也是很重要的。
But David wanted us to focus on this tree.
但是呢，大卫要我们多多去注意呢，这棵树。
And something important about it being next to water.
就是呢，它是在溪水旁呢，一定有一个很特别的意义。
Now.How does a tree get water?
这问题就是问了，这棵树要如何得到水分呢？
In order for it to grow.
使它能够长大起来。
What does it use to get its water?
它是怎么样子做才能够得到这水分呢？
Its roots.
就是它的根，杂根。
If the tree is next to water.
如果这棵树是在水的旁边。
But it doesn't have good fruit.
但是却没有良好的这个果子
，and it doesn't have good leaves，
也没有好的叶子。
The problem maybe is its
它的问题可能就是它的根源是不是
？Because roots are important for the water to be sucked up into the tree。
因为根呢能够很重要，能够把水分被吸进来到树里面。
So because David talked about a tree next to water，
也就是因为大卫呢他说呢这棵树必须要栽在溪水旁。
Without saying it, he wanted us to look at the roots.
他没有告诉过这个根的东西，但是他要我们去记得这个根。
And you know, so many of us.
有很多人，我们在这里。
When we look at people.
当我们在看到人们的时候。
And in our minds, we judge whether are they blessed man or ungodly man.
在我们脑海里面，我们就开始做个判断，说了这个人是否是一个属灵人，还是一个不属灵人。
When a person walks in that it seems ungodly.
这个人那些人走过来的时候，你感觉到像这个人是不。是恶人，是不好的人。
They don't eat the way we eat.
他们所吃的和我们不同。
They don't dress the way we dress.
他们所穿戴的和我们不同。
They don't act the way we act.
他们的行为和我们不同。
They don't come to church on the right day.
他们也在不同的时间去教堂。
Those are its fruits.
这就是它的果子。
But generally what we tend to do.
但是我们通常所做的。
We take the fruit off.
我们就摘下这果子。
We pluck off all the bad fruit.
把所有不好的果子都摘下来。
And we throw it away.
我们就丢掉。
And we say, next year grow good fruit.
我说呢，明年呢，你最好结个好的果子。
It's like a person that grows an apple tree.
就好像一个人他在摘一棵苹果树。
Gives it soil, sunlight, and water.
它需要好的泥土，有阳光，有水分。
And as the apple tree grows,
当这苹果树长大之后
one day it comes to this point where it bears fruit.
有一天到了一个时候呢，它必须要结果子。
And guess what it bore?
而你就在猜想它所结的是什么
？Oranges.
而是橙子。
What would you do?
你会做什么
？Would you pluck off all the oranges?
是不是把所有的橙子都摘下来
？Throw them away?
就丢掉呢
？And say next year grow apples.
你说呢？明年你最好呢给我结苹果。
Do you think it'll grow apples?
你认为它会结苹果吗
？But many times we do this with people.
很多时候我们是这样子的，像我们的朋友这样子做。
We look at the fruit.
我们看一下它的果子。
It doesn't look good.
它看起来不好。
We pluck it off.
我们就摘了。
And we say next year grow better fruit.
我们说呢，明年呢再结个好的果子。
But we never deal with the root of the problem.
绝对，我们却没有去调理这个根的问题。
In Matthew, it tells us that ye shall know them by their fruit.
在马太福音告诉我们，我们必须从他的果子，我们就可以认出他来。
Matthew chapter 7.
在马太福音第七章。
But because of that statement,
但是也是因为这个摘录
many of us try to deal with the fruit.
很多人就非常关注于果子
rather than the root.
却没有去探讨到它的根。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个问题。
Can you generally see roots?
你是否通常你会不会很容易看到根的呢？
Can you see them?
你可以看到了吗？
Yes or
no? 看不到了。
No, generally not. You cannot see.
通常我们看不到了，是不是？
But how do you know roots are good or not?
但是你怎么知道它这个树的根是好是不好呢？
By the fruits and their leaves.
接着它们的叶子和它们的果子。
So we can judge the condition of the roots, even though we don't see it.
所以我们可以判断一个人的根，就算我们看不到。
Just by the fruit.
就是只是借着它的果子和它的叶子。
There's something in Psalms chapter 1.
在诗篇第一篇是这样子说。
That we generally don't see.
就是有一些东西是我们看不到的。
Verse 2.
第二节。
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
We will know whether a person's devotional life is good.
我们能够知道这个人他的灵修生活是好的。
Based upon the fruit.
而是接着他的果子，我们就可以知道他的早晚的灵修是好。
What fruit is that?
他的果子什么果子呢？
The fruit of the Spirit is
什么是圣灵的果子？
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐，这些全部。
So you, as we look at a character of a person,
但是当你看到一个人的品格的时候
and we see that their fruits aren't so good.
我们看到他们的果子并不是这么好。
Instead of telling them,You know you shouldn't be doing this on the Sabbath day.
以致我们不是以其我们说了你不应该在这时候就去做这样子东西，在安息日不可以做这样子东西。
Why are you eating that? You know it's not good for you.
你为什么吃这样东西？这是不好的，你知道的。
General statements that we use to try to destroy the fruit.
通常我们所做的行为就是要把这果子消灭掉。
But all it does is tell me that person is struggling in their devotion.
但是呢，却没有告诉到呢，这个人其实在他的灵修生活当中有一个挣扎。
So what should we do?
所以我们要怎么办呢？
How can we help a person that is ungodly?
如果一个人是不义的话，我们如何去帮助他呢？
What should we do?
我们该怎么办？
The Bible tells us.
圣经也告诉我们了。
But he should be a tree planted where?
他必须要像一棵树栽在哪里啊？
By the rivers of waters.
在溪水旁。
What is that water?
什么是水呢？
What is this water that we should plant the people next to?
这是什么样的溪水是要一棵树栽在旁边的呢？
Let's go to John chapter 4.
我们去到约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
And we're asking ourselves this question as to what could we this water represent?
我们会问这个问题，这个水到底是这溪水到底是代表什么呢？
As Jesus was walking along the road and he entered into Samaria.
当耶稣就在行走就来到撒玛利亚的时候，
He came across this Samaritan woman.
他就见到一位撒玛利亚妇人。
And he asked her, please, give me to drink.
而他就问他说呢，请你给我水喝。
The woman was shocked. I'm a Samaritan.You're a Jew. Why are you asking me to drink?
这妇女就很惊讶，她说呢，我是撒玛利亚人，而你是犹太人，为什么你会问我要求水喝呢？
Verse 10.
第十节。
Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道上帝的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他。他也必早给你活水了。
What was this water?
这个活水是什么呢？
Verse 14.
第十四节。
But whosoever giveth of the water, drinketh of the water that I shall give him, shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要住在他里头，成为泉源，直涌到永生。
What is this water?
这个水是代表什么?
We at least know that this water gives what?
至少我们知道这个水能够带来什么呢?
Everlasting life.
能够带来永远的生命,
and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
而耶稣呢, 祂是道路, 真理和生命。
And we're told in John 5:39 to search the scriptures.
而在约翰福音5章39节告诉我们, 我们要查考圣经。
Because in them we think is eternal life.
因为在里面, 内中呢, 是有永生。
So what should we do with a person that is struggling in their devotion?
所以一个人如果他在灵修的时候有挣扎的时候, 要怎么帮助他?
The easy thing to do is, I'll pray for you.
最容易的方法就是我会为你祷告。
And that's taking the easy way out.
这是最容易的。
But how can we come to this point that we can help them to be planted by the rivers?
但是如何要帮助这个人, 使他 能够砸在溪水旁呢?
Well, first, we must show them that this water is good.
第一,我们要告诉他这个水是好的。
But how do we show the people that water is good?
怎样子告诉他们这个水呢? 证明给他们知道这水是好的。
According to Psalms 1.
你是来到诗篇第一篇。 根据呢,诗篇第一篇, 我的意思是。
What makes a tree knowing that it's planted by the rivers of waters good?
怎么样子能够使到一棵树呢? 给它知道栽在溪水旁是好的。
The fruits and their leaves.
也是借着它的果子和它的叶子可以看得出来。
So if you want to show someone who's not planted by the water,
所以如果你要显示一个人他这棵树他呢, 还没有栽在溪水旁的人,
that the water is good for them,
你要告诉他呢, 这水是对他们好的,
you have to show them, look at my fruits,
你要告诉他们,
look at my
看看下我的果子, 看下我的叶子,
you got to show them,
你必须要给他知道,
Jesus Christ,
谁是耶稣,
you have to show them, love, joy,
必须要向他显示, 你的爱, 你的一切的喜乐和和平,
that's the fruits of a righteous person,
这就是义人所结的果子,
so we shall know how good a person's devotional life is,
所以我们的确能够知道一个人的灵修生活是好还是坏,
based upon the fruits that they bear.
就是接着他们所结的果子。
That it will always happen.
这总是会这样子发生的。
But how we deal with it is different.
但是要如何去调整呢? 是一个事情我们要去探讨的。
But let's go back to Psalm chapter 1.
我们再回到诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇。
And we're looking at verse 4.
我们会看第四节,
the Bible says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
恶人并不是这样, 乃像糠秕被风吹散。
So here the ungodly are compared to as chaff.
所以呢, 这些人是被, 这恶人是被预表为糠秕,
that when the wind blows, it blows them away.
当风一吹的时候呢, 就把他们吹散。
Contextually, why are they blown away?
在上下文来看,是什么使他们被风吹散的呢?
Maybe it's because they have no root.
可能他们没有根。
They're not rooted in the soil in the word of God.
他们没有完全在上帝的话里扎根。
But what is chaff?
但到底这个糠秕是什么呢?
Generally here in Asian countries, you don't see chaff that much.
通常我们亚洲人很少看到糠秕。
But let me give you a different illustration.
但我给你另一个, 例子。
When I was younger,
在我还年轻的时候,
little kid, My mom would bake peanuts.
我妈妈呢, 她会烘焙这个,
And generally the peanuts come with a brown little sort of skin on it after you bake it.
通常在你, 烘焙之后呢, 烘了之后呢, 烘烤之后, 它的这个外层的那个, 可色的那个东西会脱出来。
And she told me, Ben, take this skin off.
她说, 便雅明, 请把这一个, 糠秕呢,把它弄出来,把这个皮弄出来。
And she said, do it like this, you grab the peanuts and you break it up together.
她说呢,你就这样子拿上来,这样子一直在捉住它。
But how do you separate the peanuts from the skin?
但是你如何把这个皮呢,从这个花生的里面呢,把它分出来呢?
She gave me this big bowl.
她给我一个很大的一个碗。
Took it out to the backyard.
从后面拿过来。
She said, Ben, just throw it up and blow with your mouth.
他说呢,你就放在里面,就这样子一直丢啊。
And as the peanuts went up with the skin,
当这个, 花生和皮被弄上来的时候,
and I blew,
那我会吹,
the skin floated away.
这个皮就会被吹散。Why? 为什么呢?
Because the peanuts were heavier.
因为呢, 我们所要的是那个花生啊。
So it is with wheat and chaff.
同样的, 一个麦和一个糠秕。
And the thing is, chaff looks like wheat.
但是问题就是呢, 糠秕呢, 很像呢, 麦这样子。
They're the same color.
它们的颜色是相像的。
but they have a weight difference.
但是它们的重量却不同。
But what is it that separates the wheat from the chaff?
但是什么使到这个糠秕从这个麦子里面被分出来呢？
It's wind.
这是借着风。
What does wind represent in the Bible?
风在圣经里面是代表什么？
Coming to Ephesians, keep your finger there in Psalms.
把你指头放在诗篇，然后去到以弗所书。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们去到以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14.
以弗所书第四章第十四节。
The Bible says that we henceforth be no more tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
使我们不再做小孩子纵惹人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去随就随从各样的疑端。
What does the wind represent here?
在这里风是代表什么呢？
It's the winds of doctrine.
就是异教之风。
And what blows these people around?
是什么把他们使到这些人飘来飘去呢？
That one minute they believe this, and then the next minute they believe that.
有时候他会相信这个东西，有时候转眼间他又相信另一个东西。
What blows them around?
是什么把他们飘来，把他弄成飘
来飘去呢？ Is that they themselves don't know the Bible.
就是他们根本不懂他们圣经。
Why? Because they're not rooted in Christ.
为什么呢？因为他们没有在基督里扎根。
They're not delighting in the law and meditating on it day and night.
他们没有喜爱上帝的律法。然后呢，有这个去诚实上帝的话语。
So when they hear one opinion and it sounds good,
当他们听到一个人所说的一些真理的，他们以为这是好的。
But they don't go back and check it out.
但是他们却没有回去再去做个研究。
To see if those things were true or not.
去观察是否他所想，这个人所说的东西是否是正确的。
They get blown around.
他们就被风吹来吹去。
But I want you to notice something here in Ephesians 4.
但是在以弗所书第四章有一点我要告诉大家。
If you go back to verse 11.
如果你回去几节，去到第十一节。
It says he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
圣经说呢，他所赐使徒有先知，有传福音，有牧师，有教师。
For what purpose? Verse 12.
他的原因是什么呢？第十二节。
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry,For the edifying of the body of Christ.
所以说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识上帝的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
And then it says that we.Are not to be tossed around with every wind of doctrine.
而之后说呢，我们不应该被异教之风使到我们飘来飘去。
But then it says in verse 15.
看一下第十五节。
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Who is to speak the truth in love?
是谁应该要用爱心说诚实话呢？
It's not the prophets, apostles, evangelists, and pastors and teachers.
并不是使徒，并不是传道人，也不是牧师，也不是教师。
It's talking about the body of Christ.
这是在说到这个基督的身体。
And as a result, when we do that, we grow up into Him.
也因为这样子呢，使到我们长有基督的身量。
Contextually speaking, in Ephesians.
在这个以弗所书的上下文的看法。
What stops us from being blown around?
是什么使到我们不会飘来飘去呢？
When we learn to speak the truth in love.
当我们学会用爱心说诚实话。
What is the purpose of the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, the prophets?
这个做牧师、做教师、做传道的工作，这些先知他们的目标是什么呢？
That they may equip us.
使到他们能够使到我们能够建立起来。
That we may learn to speak the truth in love.
以致我们能够用爱心说诚实话。
That is their purpose.
这就是他们的目的。
That we go out then, and as a result, we win souls.
因为这样子呢，我们就出去外面去赢得许多人来认识基督。
That is why God has gave us these sort of people in the last days.
这也为什么上帝所赐他一般的子民能够有这样子的特征。
Not to do all the work, and we just support them with money.
不是只是靠几个人去做上帝的工作，然后我们只是给钱与他们。
But they may train and equip.
而他们就是要训练一组人。
But we see that the ungodly man in Psalms 1.
但是我们当我们回去到诗篇第一篇的那个恶人啊
He's blown around by every doctrine.
他就有这样子的、就在吹异教之风。
How?
如何呢？
He's not speaking the truth in love.
就是他没有用爱心说
诚实话。He's not sharing the gospel.
他却没有分享上帝的福音。
And as a result,
也就因为这样子。
Psalms 1 verse 5.
在诗篇第一篇第五节。
The Bible says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
第五节，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
第六节，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
These ungodly people,
这些恶人，
they're like chaff which the wind bloweth away.
他们好像糠皮呢，被风吹散。
And as a result, they're not able to stand in judgment.
以致他们在审判的时候站立不住。
They aren't able to stand. Why? Because those winds are the winds of doctrine which blows them around.
他们不能站，为什么呢？因为有异教之风吹来吹去，使他们飘来飘去。
And as a result, when judgment comes, they are not standing.
当审判来的时候，他们站立不住。
What are they doing?
他们在做什么呢？
Psalms 1:1 tells us they're sitting.
诗篇第一篇第一节告诉我们，他们在坐下，坐着。
When they should be standing.
当应该站起来的时候呢，他们却坐下来。
But there's another interpretation of what wind represents.
但是风在圣经里面还有另一个解释。
In Bible prophecy, what does wind represent in the Bible?
在预言里面，我们知道风是代表什么？
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 27.
在这个箴言书第一章第二十七节。
Proverbs 1:27.
在箴言书第一章第二十七节。
When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind,When distress and anguish cometh upon you.
说惊恐临到你们好像狂风、啊、狂风灾难来到如同暴风急难痛苦临到你们身上。
When distress and destruction and desolation comes into a person's life.
当一个狂风或者暴风来到一个人的生活的时候。
And they haven't learned to spend time with the Lord.
而且他们也没有学会去花更多时间和基督在一起。
And because they don't know him,
也就是因为他们不认识基督。
They tend to question him.
他们就开始怀疑他。
God, if you loved me,
上帝如果真是爱我的话，
you wouldn't let this destruction and this misery come upon me.
你不会让这些狂风暴风临到我。
And we forgot the experience of Job.
我们忘记了约伯的经验。
That God allowed destruction to come into
his life. 而就是上帝其实他容许狂风暴风来到身
上。He lost all his money in one day.
他在一天里面失去了他所有的金钱。
He lost all 10 children in one day.
他在一天里面失去了他十个儿女。
And then his wife tells him to curse God and die.
而他的太太告诉他，你去咒诅神而死去吧。
And then he's covered in boils from head to foot.
之后呢，从头到脚底都长满了毒疮。
Has anyone ever received boils before?
你们是否有没有那种生痘啊，或者之类的东西
？I have.
我有。
I've had one boil.
我有。一粒毒疮，一粒疮。
I had it on my backside.
是在我的皮肤。
And you know it is so painful. I couldn't even go to work.
哦，你知道是这么的疼痛，甚至要工作都做不到。
I couldn't even sit.
我连坐下来都做不到。
I had to lie in my stomach the whole day.
这使到我一整天的工作都已经混乱了。
And imagine having boils from head to.
但你可以想象吗？从头顶到脚底都有毒疮。
But yet the Bible says about Job.
但圣经说到约伯。
That in all this.Job sinned not.
在就算是这些全部临到他身上，但是约伯却不犯罪。
Because he understood the purpose of trials.
因为他知道这些患难的原因。
He understood when destruction and desolation came.
他知道呢这些狂风或者暴风来呢是应该有的。
That God was allowing him to be tested.
就是上帝容许他被试炼了。
But that God had to satisfy the claims of Satan.
因为呢因为上帝必须要满足撒旦所问的问题。
That your children only follow you because you bless them.
就是呢他说了他控告说呢你的儿女敬拜你是因为呢你赐福他。
When the winds blow, my friends.
朋友们当狂风吹向我们的时候。
Are you like that tree which had his roots deep into the ground?
你是否像那棵树有稳稳的扎根在地上
?That you've taken of that living water.
而且能够接受到这个活水。
That when strife and destruction come,
当狂风暴雨来的时候，
when deceivers come into your life,
当一些问题来到你身上的时候
，Are you still standing？
是否你还站立得住
？Or have you been blown away？
还是你被风吹散了
？Not to be found again。
之后呢，再也找不到你了。
How is your root experience？
你扎根的经验是怎么样子的
？No one can see it。
没有人看得到。
But they can see its fruits。
但他们只能看到这是我们的果子。
They can see its leaves。
他们可以看到是叶子。
What are your fruits like？
你的果子是怎么样子的呢
？Are they good？
是否好吗
？Do you want to have change？
你是否有这个希望能够改变呢
？Is there maybe something you don't like about your character？
是否你感觉到有某些品格是你不想，你知道是不好的
？For me, I used to be very hot-tempered。
对于我呢，我是一个非常暴躁的人。
It was very bad。
是非常非常糟糕的。
When my parents told me, Ben, you have a hot temper。
当我的家人跟我说，哎 ，Ben， 你有这个。很不好的脾气。
I'll get angry and say, no, I don't.
我就很生气地说，没有，没有。
And show them I have a hot temper.
我说呢，我没有这个坏脾气。
And there was times when I would fight with my sister so much.
那有时候呢，我和我的姐姐却很多的争吵。
Even all the way to church.
就算我们去到教堂。
And then we get out like there was nothing happened.
我们来到教堂是感觉到是，就好像感觉到我们没有什么。
And then we get back in the car.
但是我们回到车上。
We fight all the way home.
我们就从教堂回到家，就一直在争吵。
But it came to this point.
但是来到一点。
As I grew older.
当我开始长大。
I couldn't control my temper.
I can't.
I couldn't. Yes.
我不能够控制我的脾气。
That one day I walked into church.
有一天我就走到教堂里。
And my sister was behind me.
而我的姐姐在我后面。
And she said something that really annoyed me.
而她说一句话呢是非常搅乱我的。
I turned around and I pushed her so hard.
我就转回去就给她一个回应。
That she fell back and hit her head on the floor.
之后呢她呢就推倒她就跌在地上就撞了头。
I walked out, walked to the train station and took a train home.
那我就回去到这个火车站就大火车就回家。
You know, we Chinese some people sometimes we have very hot temper.
有时候呢，我们中国人呢有那种很坏的脾气。
We have mastered this act.
我们在这方面是顶呱呱的。
We kill a person with our smile.
我们可以用笑呢，就笑里藏刀那种方法去杀一个人哦。
Somehow when we smile the person, we shake their hand, we still hate them inside.
但有时候我们笑着，然后会和他们握手，但是心中却有怒气。
And there are things that I know in all of us.
有一样东西呢，我们每个人都知道了。
That God has to iron out, to work out of our character.
就是上帝必须要在我们的品格当中做一番功夫。
But there's only one remedy.
就只有一个解药。
It's delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating upon it.
就是喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜不住的思想。
It's in those quiet moments.
在你最宁静的时候。
In your room.
在你的房间。
Everything else is off.
当一切东西都一切灯都关上了
，and somehow sometimes that silence becomes unbearable.
有时候因为是这样子呢 ，the sound.
Yeah, the silence.
就是因为这些沉默，这种寂寞呢，使到我们感觉到非常难受。
But it's in there that those moments that God can speak to.
但这也是那个时候呢，上帝才能跟我们的耳朵说话。
When I turned 21,
当我到21岁的时候
，and I gave God that.Chance,
我就给上帝一个机会。
I began to study the Bible.
我开始研究圣经。
For the first time in my life, I had a morning and evening devotion.
在我一生人中，第一次在早上和晚上有灵修。
Well, actually, it began off with just morning devotion.
其实刚开始的时候呢，是只有早上的灵修。
Sometimes I only had evening devotion.
甚至有时候只有晚上有灵修而已。
But God began to change my life.
但是上帝慢慢的改变了生活。
And people began to notice the difference.
而人们就会开始注意到他的改变。
They said, Ben, you're different.
他们说 ，Ben， 你不同了。
Something's not the same.
你跟以前不同了。
But let me ask you this.
当然，我问你这个问题。
We all look at ourselves in the mirror.
我们经常在镜子看着我们自己。
And we come to iron out all these defects in our character.
我们就开始把一切所有缺陷的。这个问题呢，我们的品格上的问题就把它拿掉。
That maybe one day we come to this point where we see ourselves in the mirror, and I'm quite happy with who I am.
可能到一天的时候，你会站在镜子上，你会感觉到呢，我对我说，我的样子呢，我感觉到还好。
Do we then say, Lord, I'm ready for translation?
是否那时候你会说呢，主啊，我已经准备好能够升天了。
I'm a righteous man, I'm a blessed man.
现在已经是个义人，我是一个有福的人。
Is that all we we are striving to be?
这就是是不是我们所应该要努力去做的东西呢？
If it is,
如果这是是的话，
you know what? It's stirring up within our hearts.
你懂是什么是从我们心中开始动工了吗？
Pride.
那些东西呢，就是开始有骄傲在我们心中涌
出来。Because we want to be the best.
因为我们要成为最棒的。
What's the purpose of a righteous life?
一个义人的目的是什么？什么目的呢？
Why are you striving to be perfect?
为什么他一直要努力成为一个完全人？
To have the biggest mansion in heaven?
是不是在天国能够得到一个很大间的屋子？
So you can take some street, the gold street home with you?
是不是拿一块的金或者是银呢带回家呢？
What's the purpose?
你的目的是什么？
What is the fruit of the righteous?
义人所结的果子到底是什么？
Come with me to Revelation 22.
那我们这时候去到启示录书第二十二章。
In Revelation 22, we see a very similar picture.
在启示录书你会看到同样的情况。
Very similar to Psalms chapter 1.
同样的画面就好像诗篇第一篇一样。
Revelation chapter 22 and starting with verse 1.
在二十二章启示录第一节开始。
The Bible says, And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal,Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从上帝和羔羊宝座流出来。
So here we see a river of water.
所以这里我们会看到一个生命水的河。
We saw that river of water in Psalms 1 as well.
但同时呢，在诗篇第一篇里你也看到这个活水。
Verse 2.
在第二节。
And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river,Was there the tree of life?
启示录书二十二章第二节，这边就说呢，在河边，在河这边以那边有生命树。
So here's a tree that's also planted by a river of water.
这边我们可以看到呢，这棵生命树也栽在水的旁边。
And then it says, which bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month.
接下来圣经说，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。
So this tree also gave fruit and it gave it every month.
而且这个，所以我们知道这个果子也一样结果子，这树结果子，而且每一个月都在结果子。
Just like the tree that bore its fruit in its season in Psalms 1.
就好像在诗篇第一篇所说的，它在按时结果子。
And it says, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
而圣经又说在启示录书二十二章说呢，它的这树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
So here's the leaves that were mentioned also in Psalms 1.
同样在诗篇第一篇说到叶子。
Do you know what a righteous man is like?
你是否知道一个义人的生活是怎么样子的？
What is a blessed man like?
一个有福的人的生活是怎么样子的？
He's like a tree of life.
他就好像一棵生命树。
When people come to taste his fruit,
当人们来到他面前要摘他的果子来吃的时候，
it gives them life.
他就会给提供于生命。
That his influence is more for eternal life rather than death.
他的影响是多给予人们得到永远的生命，而不是永远的死亡。
We can be trees of life.
我们今天可以成为一棵生命树。
But it depends on one thing.
只是在于一样东西。
Whether you're planted by the rivers,
是否你是栽在溪水旁
？Are you there?
是否你在那里呢
？Planted by the rivers of waters.
栽在溪水旁。
And can people taste your fruit and it's good?
And couldn't.
People taste your fruit and it's good.
而人们能够去尝下你的果子，并且他们感觉到这是很甜美的。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
而你的叶子呢，是为万民做当做是医治的药。
This is a righteous man.
这就是义人。
This is a perfect man.Man.
这也就是一个完全的人。
This is the sort of person that has learned to fear God.
这个人也是一样，他是学会敬畏上帝的人。
They are like the tree of life.
他们叫像生命树。
But watch this.
但是请注意。
Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 11.
让我们去到箴言书第十一章。
Just to make it very clear.
只是要阐述，更加清楚地去阐述出来。
That you may understand what is that purpose.Of a godly life today.
直到我们今天能够明白为什么我们必须要有圣洁的生活。
Because if we're trying to live this life so that we will not die and go to heaven,
如果我们活这个圣洁的生活只是为了不要死，要去到天国的话
，That's a selfish life.
这是非常自私的一个生活。
Many people do that.
很多人就这样子想。
They try to cut themselves away from the world.
他们把自己呢完全和世界脱离。
And be perfect.
能够成为完全。
And they try to not invite people to come near them.
他们就不请别人呢来他面前和他靠近。
As if the taint of sin will jump on them.
他们怕呢，他们这个罪恶的这个不良的事情能够影响他们。
But Proverbs 11:30.
但是在箴言十一章第三十节这样子说。
The Bible says this.
圣经这样子说。
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
义人所结的果子就是生命树。
And he that winneth souls is wise.
有智慧的必能得人。
So the fruit of the righteous is what? It's a tree of life.
所以义人所结的果子就是什么呢？就是生命树。
So it's very clear that we can be trees of life today.
所以很清楚我们可以看到呢，我们能够成为一棵生命树。
But how?
但是如何呢？
It says, he that winneth souls is wise.
圣经说有智慧的必能得人。
What is the purpose of a righteous life today?
一个圣洁的人，他的目的是什么呢？
It's not that you may simply go to heaven.
并不是你单单你要去到天国。
But that you may use your righteousness to win others.
而是借着你所有的公义呢，去赢得别人来认识基督。
What is the purpose of obeying the Ten Commandments?
要敬畏，要遵守十条诫命是什么意思呢？
That we may help others obey.
他的目的就是要帮助别人能够顺从。
What is the purpose of eating or dressing or living a certain way?
我们要穿着我们吃的东西，为什么我们要这样子做呢？
That we may help others to do the same thing.
也是别人能够因为你的榜样而能够跟从。
Because when they taste of our fruit,
因为当他们尝我们的果子的时候，
it's sweet.
是甜蜜的。
The fruit of the righteous is to win souls.
义人所结的果子，为了就是要得人。
So now it's not simply, are you loving? Are you happy? Are you joyful? Are you patient?
所以今天不是这么多关于啊，像你是否高兴，你是否今天很开心呢？
But are other people benefiting from your righteous life?
而是呢，是否人们因为有没有人在外面因为你的公义的生活而得到福气呢？
Is your life winning souls to Christ?
是否你的生活有赢到别人呢？
And I'm not just saying walking through life.And just living a righteous life.
我并不是说只是在走路过这个义人的生活。
But you're speaking the truth in love.
但是要用爱心说诚实话。
And that truth that you speak wins souls to Christ.
而就是因为这个真理用爱心说出来就能够赢得。
Oh, could I say you're learning to give Bible study?
或许我可以这样子说，你在学习如何给查经。
Because our friends, I sincerely believe.
而且朋友们，我非常诚恳的相信。
We will never reach perfection of character.
Continue.
If we don't learn to witness and win souls to Christ.
如果我们没有学会去做见证，帮助人认识基督的话，我们的属灵上品格的完全是不能够建立。
Because all of a sudden, our life takes a different tone altogether.
因为我们的突然间，我们的生活呢，有响出不同的音乐。
I'm not living that I may go to heaven.
我所活出的这个圣洁生活并不是只是单单要去到天国。
But I'm living for others.
但是我是为别人而活。
I do this for other people.
我做这东西是为了别人。
There are some things that even as pastors, we just don't do.
甚至有些事情是连牧师都不去做的。
And there's nothing wrong in doing it sometimes.
当然有些时候你这样子做的话并不是代表错的。
But the reason why many of us stay away from things that sometimes are even good,
有些时候我们离开一些事情，就算那本身是好的，
is because we've learned to live for others.
因为我们学会呢要为别人而活。
Until we've been given a mission,
当我们开始有了这个使命，
we will never have a desire and a motivation to want to raise our standard high.
如果我们有了这个使命的话，如果我们没有去有这个使命的话，我们就不会把我们的人生品格的标准更加的提高起来。
I know that parents understand this.
我知道呢，父母做父母亲的，他们明白这
个。
当他们有儿女的时候
，suddenly they are very careful.
忽然间，他们就变成非常小心了。
Because their children become exactly like them.
因为他们的儿女就会变成像他们。
In character and habits.
在于习惯和他们品格。
They will reflect us.
因为这些小孩子们，他们是在反照他父母亲。
Maybe sometimes we are scared to have children because of that.
有时候我们很害怕有儿女，可能是因为这个原因啊。
Because somehow we know that in character we're not ready to have children.
因为我们在想说呢，我们的品格还没有准备好能够有下一代。
We're not ready to have people follow us.
我们不想要别人能够跟从我们的脚步啊。
But that is the same with spiritual babes.
同样的一个属灵的婴孩也会这样子。
That as we bring people into the truth.
就是帮助他们来认识真理的时候，
and we've learned to live for them.
而我们就要学会为他们而活。
then we become careful about how we live our lives.
所以我们所做的一切对于他们都会非常小心。
And all of a sudden, the person that you're ministering to,
忽然间因为你在为那个人做见证。
They become accountable to you.
他们就变成你的责任。
Because you got to be careful.
因为你必须要很小心。
What you say.
你所说的一切。
What you eat.
你所吃的。
Maybe sometimes even what time you sleep.
可能是你几点的时候睡觉。
It may become a stumbling block to them.
它可能会成为一个绊脚石于他们。
Let me give you an example.
那我给你一个例子。
You may be a person that sleeps late.
你可能是一个经常很夜才睡。
One, 2 o'clock in the morning.
可能一点两点才睡。
And all of a sudden you find out that the person that you're ministering to.
你发现了你所要给予见证那个人呢。
When they sleep late.
当他迟睡的时候。
They have nothing to do.
他们没有做任何事情。
And nothing's open except one thing.
只是一样东西他有做的。
The nightclubs.
就是他有去夜总会
，and the temptation is so strong to go out.
而他就有这样子的个倾向呢，要经常要去这夜总。
But because you sleep late,
也因为你就是你自己本身也迟睡。
But your weakness is not to go to nightclub.
而你的倾向根本不想要去这个夜总会。
You tell yourself, I will sleep early to set an example for him.
你就会告诉自己呢，我必须要早点睡觉，给他一个榜样。
Learning to live for others.
学会为别人而活。
And is an experience that takes you beyond just wanting to have a perfect life.
是帮助我们呢，不单单只是单单要成为一个完全的人，自己。
Just so that you can go to heaven.
是造你自己本身能够去天国。
No,
不是这样子的。
Now I live.
现在我活。
That others may also live in Christ.
使到别人也能够因为基督而活。
That is a result of a perfect life.
这就是一个完全人的结果。
He that winneth souls is what? Wise.
那些赢得人的这些人呢，他们是有智慧的。
Psalms 111.
在诗篇111篇。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Psalms 111.
诗篇111节。第十节。111篇第十节。
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
圣经说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So we looked at fear God.
当我们提到这个敬畏上帝
，that we should not sin and keep His commandments，
使我们能够不再犯罪而遵守他的律法
，and delight in the law of God，
并且喜爱他的律法。
It says here that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom。
圣经说呢，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
But he that winneth souls，
但是那个赢得圣灵的
，is wise。
他们是有智慧的。
That means the person that wins souls they fear God。
换句话说，一个人当他去做这个见证的工作的时候，他其实站在敬畏上帝。
The one that fears God is a righteous man.
这个敬畏上帝的人，他是个义人。
And that righteous man wins souls to Christ.
而一个义人呢，就会为上帝呢做见证，去得人。
This is the first angel's message.
这也就是第一天使信息。
We haven't even gone on to give glory.
我们甚至还没有来到呢，将荣耀归给他这个地步。
Just in our experience of fear God.
只是在敬畏上帝这一点。
I feel that many of us fall short.
我感觉到很多人我们都亏欠了这一点。
Because sometimes we live our life selfishly.
也有时候我们很自私的过我们的生活。
I want to go to heaven, that's it.
我只是要去天国就可以了。
I don't want to die.
我不想要死。
I'm sick of this world being poor.
我对这个世界感觉到非常厌倦。
Sick of having disease or sickness and pain.
有这些疾病问题和疼痛我都很讨厌。
That's why I want to go to heaven.
所以为什么我要去天国？
But it never raises up to a level that is high enough.That will bring us into the right character with Christ.
但我们的品格却不能够被拉到更高的标准，直到好像以基督的身量。
But what will truly help us?
但是什么可以帮助我们呢？
When we've learned to live for others.
就是当我们学会为别人而活。
You know, I believe that pastors are the worst people.
有时候我相信呢，牧师呢是世界上最糟糕的人。
If they weren't a pastor,
如果他们是牧师的话。
They'll be the worst people on this earth.
他们会在世界上被人看为最糟糕、最惨的人。
You know why?
你懂为什么吗
？Because when you stand on the pulpit,
因为当你站在这个讲台上的时候
，you feel compelled because of what you preach.
你感觉到你会被强逼，你必须要去讲道。
And also because of what others preach.
而同时也是因为别人也是讲道。
You need to be the first person to apply it.
你必须要自己呢以身作则。
And if your members are better than you,
如果你看到你的教友比你还好
，well, you shouldn't be the pastor. They should be.
那么你就不可以成为牧师，而他们应该成为牧师了。
And somehow, sometimes the pastor needs to be raised up to such a high standard.
所以有时候牧师必须要来到更高的一个标准。
That he's accountable to all these people.
因为呢，他对所有人呢都有这个责任。
Because they're living for them.
因为他是为他们而活。
That if it wasn't for them.
但是如果不是为他们而活的话
They'll be the worst people on earth
他就成为了世界上最糟糕的人
I say this of myself.
我有时候经常提醒我自己。
I believe this as I went through Bible school.
当我去到圣经学校的时候，我也在。
I talked with my friend.
我和我朋友说话。
You know what? If I wasn't studying the Bible,
说如果我没有研究圣经的话
，I'd be one of the worst people out there.
我相信是在外面最糟糕的人。
But as you learn to live for others,
当我们开始学会为别人而活的时候
，there's a joy that you'll never feel until you come to that experience.
你会得到一个。说不出来，或者是从来没有感受过的喜乐在心。
As now you realize,
现在你已经知道了。
The life that you live,
你现在的生活
has a great influence on other people.
是有一个很强的影响力给予别人的。
No man lives to himself.
没有一个人为自己而活。
You may be the quietest person out there.
你可能是在外面最安静的那个。
You don't say a word.
你不跟人家说话。
But you still have an influence.
但是你还是有影响力。
What is your fruit like?
你的果子是怎么样子的
？Is it helping others come closer to Christ?
是否帮助别人能够更加靠近基督呢
？Is it winning souls for Christ?
你是否有得人去赢得生灵呢
？Or are you selfishly absorbed in trying to just get to heaven for the mansion?
还是你非常自私的要？得到这些真理，为了自己能够去到天国而已。
It's my prayer that we learn this experience today.
愿大家能够在这个经验里面能够学习到。
What is the purpose of a holy, godly life?
一个圣洁的人的目的是什么
？To help others become like that.
就是帮助别人像他们一样。
May God help us.
愿上帝帮助我们。
As we go through our own struggles and trials,
在我们还经过我们一切的挣扎的道路的时候
，That sometimes the mistakes that people see in our lives.
有时候一些人他们看到我们的缺陷。
It's okay.
不用紧
They realize that we're just as human as they are.
因为呢，他也知道，我也知道呢，我们都是人呐。
Don't be afraid to open up your life to other people.
不用害怕呢，把你的心为别人而敞开。
You will get the blessing back in return.
因为呢，之后呢，你会得到你所应该得到的福气。
As you see them grow up in the character and stature of Christ.
当你看到他们慢慢的长大。得到这个基督的身量的时候
，Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer。
我们这时候做个祷告。
Father in heaven，
我们在天上的父。
You came to this earth through Christ，
借着基督来到世界上
，to show us the way，
告诉我们你的道路。
He gave his life，
他牺牲了他生命
，that we may live，
以致我们能够活着。
Help us to be like Jesus, O Lord，
帮助我们主啊，更加像基督。
That we also may live our lives.
使我们的生活
That others too may live.
能够给予别人能够有这同样素质的生活
But it begins with meditation on your word.
但是它的开始是开始于我们在思想你的律法
It begins with delighting in your law.
是从喜爱上帝的律法而开始
So Lord, I pray that you would give us that experience today.
主啊，愿今天能够给我们赐给我们这个经验
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣名而祈求。
Amen. Amen.